Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the ionospheric prediction service in Sydney, New South Wales, advises that the level of solar activity continues to remain very low. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux is down to 73, that's 7.3, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to single digit 8. The IPS reports that there are no numbered sunspots on the earthward facing side of the sun at the present time, and this is expected to continue for some weeks. The present sunspot cycle is number 24, and this is not expected to conclude until around 12 months from now. So high frequency propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 12 megahertz will continue to be unreliable over long distance circuits. Now, some information concerning propagation as noted here in Melbourne recently. Short path propagation from Asia into Victoria on 9, 11 and 13 megahertz is rather strong in our post-sunrise period. This is a summary of selected reception notes across the time span 22:30 to 22:45, and note that this information has also been uploaded to the Australian Shortwave Radio Journal. Anyway, here are the items. 9370 Kuwait Radio Free Asia with the Tibetan service. 9405 Philippines Far East Broadcasting Company Manila morning service in Chinese. 9450 Taiwan Radio Taiwan International, also with its morning service in Chinese. China National Radio Network 1 in frequencies observed 9500, 9830, and China Radio National Radio Network 2 on 9515. 9525, the Philippines. The Voice of America from the Tanang Relay Station, the Chinese. And 9635, the Vietnam. The Voice of Vietnam with the Dialex program. Same station also heard on 11720, with the same program, but this time signing on at 22:45. That service is not often heard here in Melbourne. 9665, China National Radio Network 5. China has a large number of internal services in Chinese. 9835, Malaysia, Radio Television Malaysia, from the Kajang Transmitting Station, the domestic service in Malay. 9900, another frequency for Radio Taiwan International in Chinese. The Voice of Hope, a station broadcasting from transmitters in Taiwan, 11500 and 11530, in Chinese, it's a station using broken transmitters for broadcast into Asia. 11665, another frequency for Radio Television Malaysia from Kajang, again with a domestic service. And 13640, China Radio International from the Yunhua transmitting station, morning program in Japanese. So quite a large number of stations from Asia observed here in Melbourne recently on 9, 11 and 13 megahertz in our post-sunrise period. And that summary was made between 22:30 and 22:45. Now, some information from the SWLPX Bulgaria online newsletter, which is published from Sofia, concerning reception of various stations in Eastern Europe. Australia. Reach beyond Australia, the religious station broadcasting from Kununurra in Western Australia, noted on 9670 between 12:30 and 12:45 to Southeast Asia in English, Mondays to Saturdays, 100 kilowatts, 335 degrees antenna, and 12:45 to 1300 and 9690 to Southern Asia in English daily, same transmitter details. Bangladesh, reception of Bangladesh Dhitar, noted in Eastern Europe in the 31-metre band and the 19-metre band. 31 metres, 9455, from 1315 to 1345, to Southern Asia in Nepali, 250 kilowatts and 320 degrees antenna. And 1400 to 1430, 19 metres, 15505, in Urdu to Western Asia, again 250 kilowatts, but antenna changed to 290 degrees. Egypt, an unscheduled transmission of Radio Cairo, the Holy Koran service noted recently in Eastern Europe, 9830 from 0945 to 1100 and 1500 to 1600 programs in Arabic. Radio France International, broadcasting from the Issedun transmitting site, 0700 to 0800 on 11700 in French to northwestern Africa, with 500 kilowatts, 200 degrees antenna, and also 0800 to 0900 on 15300 to northwestern Africa, again in French, 500 kilowatts, but the antenna changed to 185 degrees. NHK World Radio Japan Network via the Issedun relay station in France, broadcasting to Europe, the Middle East and Africa, noted in Bulgaria on 13680 between 1430 and 1500 in Persian, intended for Western Asia. Transmitter 500 kilowatts and antenna 090 degrees. And the first signal of the Voice of Greece, noted in Eastern Europe, on 9420 and 9935, between 0652 and 0700, and the transmitting now with 150 kilowatts for the first frequency and 100 kilowatts for the second frequency. Antenna 323 degrees and 285 degrees. Radio Kuwait, noted on two unusual frequencies in Eastern Europe, 7250 between 0800 and 1000, non-directional, Persian to Western Asia, and 17760 between 1000 and 1200 to Southeast Asia in Filipino. Now that service in the Filipino language is on 084 degrees and both transmitters 250 kilowatts. NHK World Radio Japan, broadcasting via the relay station at Madagascar on 11790, 0530 to 0600 in Swahili to Eastern Central Africa, 250 kilowatts and 305 degrees. And also from Yamata in Japan, direct from Japan, same frequency, 0530 to 0600 in Russian. So some interference there on that frequency. Voice of Nigeria, heard on 7255 in Eastern Europe, 0600 to 0700 in Western Central Africa in Hausa, and 0700 to 0730 in French, also to the same area. 250 kilowatts and the antenna 248 degrees. Radio Sultanate of Oman in English, heard in Eastern Europe on 15140, 1400 to 1500 in English. transmitter is 100 kilowatts on the antenna 315 degrees. And good signals in Europe, Eastern Europe, of the Far East Broadcasting Company, Manila, Philippines. 1300 to 1330 on 11825 through Central Asia in Tibetan. Transmitter 100 kilowatts and the antenna 305 degrees. And Adventist World Radio via the Dushanbe Relay Station in Tajikistan. Heard on 11825 between 1332 and 1400 to Southeast Asia in Thailand. Very strong signals in Europe. 100 kilowatts and 118 degrees antenna. And the Living Water Ministry Broadcasting, that's VRV, Broadcasting Living Water, noted in Europe on 9470, also from the Dushanbe Relay Station in Tajikistan, 1500 to 1600, to Northeast Asia in Korea. And good signal of the American station WRNO Worldwide Radio on 7505 from fading in at 0505 to Eastern North America in English, 050 kilowatts and 020 degrees antenna. And good signal of the Voice of Hope Africa from 0500 onwards on 11680 to Western Africa English on Mondays to Fridays, antenna 315 degrees, and the power there 100 kilowatts. And that information, well, that summary of reception notes was made in Eastern Europe, and we thank the SWL VX Dalbaria newsletter for that information.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
Winding back to an old-fashioned shack along the road to Gundagai, where the gum trees are growing and the Murrumbidgee's flowing beneath the sunny sky. There's my mother and daddy awaiting for me, and the pals of my childhood once more I will see. And no more will I roam, cause I'm heading right for a home along the road to Gundagai. Here we go. There's my mother and daddy awaiting for me, and the pals of my childhood once more I will see. And no more will I roam, I'm heading right for a home along the road to Gundagai.